recording. I'll talk about that later. My name is Keiko Schneider. I am from Texas. I teach at Southern Methodist University. I teach, manage, I'm a chair. I'm the only teaching staff to teach Japanese there. I thank you for coming first thing in the morning. There's so much competition in choosing this session today. I will be talking about using podcasting and providing audio materials and also speaking skills. So I try to talk about speaking activities. I try to talk about podcasting. Some of them overlap, some of them don't. But I hope you get something out of today's session. And please feel free to stop me for confirmation, questions, anything. I'd rather be stopped. I do have plan for question and answer plan, but you know, lesson plans always change. So this presentation, sort of what it is, the examples are in Japanese. Just to be curious, 日本語の先生はいらっしゃいますか? Okay.
One more coming?
I'm trying to figure out how many actual examples to have you listen to, although they are sort of short, but if you don't understand Japanese, it's a little different story. But everybody's in the right place. I have handouts, and if you're teaching Japanese, you can just plug it into your tomorrow's lesson plan. If you are teaching something else, you can get ideas. You can, you know, like a, you don't have politeness levels like Japanese do, so you may have to, but you get the ideas. And I do not have actual handouts to give it to you, all these activities, but I promise I'll upload it and you can download it. And any particular interest that brought you here this morning? You don't feel like you're in the wrong place with the wrong presenter? And in this very simple two-page, back-to-back page handout, I have one URL. So far, you will be, access denied or whatever. Do you have a handout? But I made a folder, and the stuff will be there. So bear with me for maybe a week or so, and everything will be there. Promise. Today, first of all, I'd like to talk about speaking activities and how to create podcasting, how to host it. For those who missed cool Tony, it wasn't Soprano, but Professor Tony, I call it Prophet, at Weaver State, he was talking about way cool Web 2.0 application. And if you happen to grab him in the conference, I encourage you to go talk to him if you're interested in podcasting and things like that. I'm having students to go to the lab and you hear all that, but he was showing how to record from cell phone and it will show up in podcasting instant and things like that. And I'll show you activities. I will probably play one or two audio files and the wrap up. And I have to thank John G. Tower Center for Political Sciences. We're going to host Push Library. With Academic Computing, Phone Language Lab, Tech Center at SMU. So thank you for the money for bringing in and stay at Sheraton. First of all, I'd like to sort of talk about speaking activities in general. So when we talk about teaching speaking, using podcasting, we know what we are talking about, how to do speaking activities. So I like you to sort of socialize. This is the first session in the conference to think about your favorite speaking activities and share them with us. And I hope you like, I say your favorite speaking activities because you like them. I hope you like them because it's effective, right? I hope you like them because it's effective. Students liked them, but it was a waste of time. Hopefully, it's a good speaking activities, and that's why you like it. And how do you call it? Brief description. And students level, first year, second year, beginning, AP, whatever. And the prepared or spontaneous. I have a lot of things to ask. The part of the funding deals that I do presentation, I also get something from the audience. So I have prepared and spontaneous thing going on a lot. Is the activity learner-centered? Learner-centered, you don't have any questions about that, right? Interactive presentational? How many students are speaking? I forgot the way it came from, but in class, teachers do most of the talk. Even if students are doing the talking, one is talking. So how many minutes or even seconds each student is talking in my 50-minute class? How many students are talking and how much they are talking? Teaching speaking or using speaking to teach something else? Well, looks like it's speaking, but something else. Yeah, please take the handout. Is there use of technology? If there is advantage of using technology, I'd like to hear it. So if you could flip the worksheet. For the next 2 minutes, I'd like you to think about one speaking activity that you like. Hopefully it's an effective lesson. And just write down those things in your example. 2 minutes, please.
And my students are doing the activity right now, so let's check on them.
Did anybody upload file yet? Ooh, there's one. Sorry, a little wrong.
Good morning. Did you get a handout? Can you fill in the middle on the back page? Any questions about what you're supposed to be doing? Good.
Oh, I thought I had the connection.
Okay, once you're done, find a friendly looking neighbor and say, "Hi, I'm Keiko from Texas. I teach Japanese." Introduce yourself for 10 seconds. Do not go on too long and try to share your activity with your partner activity. You listen to him and make any comments. Please do this for 2 minutes. You're not Keiko Schneider. I was about to 30 seconds. Do you have anything that you thought was interesting, stood out, you wanted to share with everybody, and also give me a chance to comment on later about speaking activities? Yours, your partner? I'd like to hear a couple. Nothing interesting? Nothing to...
Well, actually, I like what she's been doing.
Okay.
Because she actually, you know, uses a film, and then gets the kid. The goal is for the kids to be able to speak in French about that film. And I hadn't ever really thought of being able to have kids actually do that, and that was a neat thing. She does it as a like 6-day unit or something.
Yeah, 6 to 8 day unit on the block.
Yeah, but
it's interpersonal and it's second level French, and I have them imagine that, you know, with French kids, they love to talk about movies when they're through with them, and they go sit in the cafe and they talk. So you gotta weasel your way into the conversation and have something to say. So, you know, we build it up slowly, and it's narrating, and then adding opinions to it, and describing characters. So we've got, and of course, discourse strategies, question and answer, hesitation, interruption, agreeing, disagreeing. And then I sit them in a cassette for 3 minutes.
What's the level for this?
French 2.
2.
Yeah, well, they're not that great at it.
Great. Well, you gave me lots of good ideas.
They can get something.
Please take the handouts. Handouts behind you. Thank you. One thing I wanted to mention, Nancy, yesterday when I went to Tony, Prophet Tony's session, they had this, he showed me this video site you can incorporate from YouTube, and students watch and leave comments on there. So if you can even assign this as a out of class activity and do that as well. I mean, that's a great idea. Anything else? Using film to talk about, express opinions, question and answer. Anything else that you, your favorite speaking activity?
Last thing though, I record them on cassettes so that I can stay away and just be a timer and not be close to them, so they are not intimidated by me. And then I can also equitably re-listen to their sample as many times as it takes to really give people credit they deserve.
Very good point. I'm recording this session as I speak with my iPod. I'll talk about it and I'll upload it to my iTunes. So if you want to relive this presentation, this was just so good, you have to relive it. You can do it anytime. Any other one?
Well, I have an activity that I like to do. I have teach fifth grade Spanish, elementary school, and the students, the goal is to sustain conversation. So they talk about what they like to do, but they have to choose a name out of a hat of someone in the class so that they don't know who they're speaking, going to be speaking with, so that it's essentially unrehearsed. And they have to talk for at least 2 minutes. And I videotape them so that
videotape.
I can assess them. I can assess it later, and also that they can see it themselves and see themselves.
So spontaneous prepared, it's spontaneous.
It's sort of both.
Sort of both, but it's probably scope is limited, but it's not like they reading a script they wrote
right.
at home or anything like that. So that's great. Well, thank you so much. I hope I got going your blood and got to make some new friends. So I'm going to share the lesson I'm doing right now. My students are doing activities right now. This is a first year class, second semester. It's called Invitation. Students will create a conversation and record audio file and publish as podcast. So it's just about my class time is done. So in the lab, they are supposed to be uploading audio files. And somewhere along the line, I will publish so everybody can listen to each other. Purpose of this is review and use specified grammar. We are doing invitation, we're doing purpose. I go to the movie theater to watch movie and things like that. Review and use specified functions, so, then a grammar. I said that because in the instruction sheet, I have required functions, sort of like restating specified grammar, but I say that. Prepared and spontaneous. They are probably writing the script in the lab first, and they're probably recording it. So I don't think it's very, very spontaneous. Learner-centered, I'm not there. They're doing their own work. Interactive, presentational, I would like to say yes, because this is a podcasting audio file recording, but halfway it's interactive because there are two people doing, rather they're describing their own, and so I like to say a little bit of interactive. How many students are speaking? They're all speaking. Teaching with speaking with limitation. I have checklists to go through, and it's sort of like conversation. It's not a real spontaneous conversation, but it's sort of like conversation. See my thing. Use of technology, yes, advantage of using technology. Podcast transfers, audio file. It's still big, and if I ask them to, send it to my email account will probably boost and explode. Podcast allows students to listen to each other easily. This will lead into follow-up activity, which I have to think about more to do more follow-up. If they send me email and I grade them, I have them, but students don't listen to each other's, but if I publishers podcast, they can access and everybody can listen to everybody. So, about podcasting, at least you hear about podcasting all the time, right? Raise your hand, please. Do you subscribe to podcast? So on TV, CBS and NBC and everybody talking, check out a blog and check out a podcasting and you listen like this. And, no, I don't actually listen to podcasting. Do you make podcasting? Okay, good. All right, so everybody carries an iPod. There's an iPod I got in grant and I carry my own. And my university is a private university and it feels like everybody carries an iPod. It's an economical way to access authentic materials, just like web page was that, and now it's an, it comes in audio, and podcast is just big everywhere. If you don't know, iTunes have stores down in the bottom, and you can change to Japan, you can change to Spain, you can change to France, and you can access iTunes store of that particular country, and then you can subscribe all kinds of podcasts from that country, just like you can do from this US site. It's possible for students to publish their work. That's my thing. Delivery of materials from teachers to students have become easier that way. And if you really choose to take the power 100%, you will get a community beyond classroom. You will actually get a outside internet real audience involved.
I'm professing ignorance here, but when you go to the iTunes store, these podcasts, there I got it, are free?
Or? Most of them are free, I understand. Any questions? Most of them are free.
So you don't have to subscribe to something?
Subscription is not like what you pay, kind of magazine subscription. Subscription in podcasting term is that so that you don't have to check and go to the site and check all the time. So once you subscribe to it, it will come to your computer and the time frequency that you on the computer application specifies. So every time you boot up your computer, it's going to check like every 5 minutes, every hour, every day, whatever you specify. So you don't have to actually go to the website and download the file. You don't have to do that.
And does it bring it right into iTunes?
Yes. And I'm going to talk about it. It doesn't have to be iTunes. It doesn't have to be iPod. It just sounds like a podcasting, and it's an old Apple thing. If I go to Apple store, it looks like an audio store now these days, but it doesn't have to be that either. Any other questions before I move on?
There are some that charge, but there are very few that charge.
I think so. Like a New York Times, they charge, but most of them are free. So quality is sort of.
But people make them for that purpose. They know that they're going to be free, and so that's why they make them.
I think that's usually the spirit of podcasting. So podcasts are internet radio video programs. We had this streaming videos, streaming audio for a long time. So what's so special about podcasting? You can, of course, you're going to need a computer that's hooked up on the internet, but you can also download to mobile device. Anybody has iPhone? PDA? Some cell phones and PDA, you can subscribe podcast and you can listen to it. So it doesn't have to be iPod. You don't have to buy Apple products if you have something against it. It's all right. I have nothing against that. And the podcasts are three types, in my opinion. Audio only, enhanced, I'll talk about that, and video. Video and audio, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. You watch video, you listen to it. One in the middle, enhanced, is if you're a Japanese teacher, it's kind of like kamishibai. There's a picture that is synced with audio. So you watch this movie clip rather than a scene from movie clip rather than movie itself. Then there's audio to go with it, and it's called chapter. And you go to the next chapter, next picture show up, audio to go with it, next chapter shows up to go with it. I think you can do a lot without using the video. Just have a still picture, audio to go with it, it's synced. Everybody has handouts? If you are watching enhanced and video podcast, the image will show up when you're listening to audio, like a CD music. There's a little place that shows, do I have iTunes opened up? Here, I was just playing Gloria. So Gloria Estefan's, this album cover shows up here, and in Enhanced Podcast, you will listen to the audio that goes with the chapter of the, there. So if you have a, so this is iTunes, but if you have different applications that you're looking at, mobile, I'm hoping that iPad gets a little bigger so that the screen will get better and you see more detail than this, so you have more things to describe, I hope. So that's where it shows up. Oh, maybe I'm not getting internet connection after all. Okay, any questions so far?
Can just a small nano, like a 4 gig or an 8 gig, show that kind of video?
Oh, it doesn't matter how big. Nano should do it.
So files will fit on that, is what I'm saying, yeah.
Enhanced, you mean?
Yeah.
Enhanced is nothing but audio file, which typically is MP3, and just a little bit of old graphic, which is probably low. Something K.
Okay, so even a small little nano would work.
I think so. I mean, I'm not promising how many you can fit in because it all varies how long and how good the quality is. But my point is, video is going to get bigger. But enhanced podcasting, you can do almost the same without having that kind of trouble.
The older nanos don't have the video on them, but the newer nanos have the video. Screen.
Great. Thank you for clarification. Some new stuff like a shuffle or whatever. Some things I heard doesn't work on those purposes.
Enhanced audio, could that be emailed? Because I know my video clips, I can't email.
Can you say the last sentence?
The video clips I take with my classes, I can't email them. They're too large. But the enhanced audio, would that be emailed?
I think it comes in M4P or something like that when you make them. I make enhanced podcasts by GarageBand, which I briefly mentioned, and it will be, I'm assuming it will be some kind of compressed version.
Mm, okay.
So I think, you know, again, this answer will be how big your email account is and all that stuff, but it is not an AIFF file, it's not WAV file, it is a compressed version. For that, maybe you have difficulty opening with certain applications and things like that, but it is a compressed version, it shows up. All of these are pretty small. So I got this funding who got me flew in here and stay at a nice Sheraton Red Hotel instead of cheap second hotel that I always do. The same grant got me iPodcaster and Snowball cool microphone. And those things I'll talk about it. Maybe I will just talk about software first. Who's using Audacity? Audacity is very good. It's cross-platform, Macintosh, Windows, Unix. It's free. My phone language tech lab, they have them installed. Teachers use them all the time. They also provide training. So if you have such facility, talk to them. They probably know, and they'll be excited to know that you're interested in something like that. And GarageBand is, it used to be like, you know, you can mix your own band with guitar and vocal and all that. Now they're really getting towards to making podcasts, and they have their own built-in background music, and they have track for voice, female voice, male voice, and you can just send it to iTunes and send it to whatever, and it's really easy, but it only comes in Mac. So that's the catch, and let me show off my cool equipment. The picture's not good, but I wanted to show you this. This is, I think, 80 gig one, and 80 gig classic iPod. And this little thing on the bottom, taking up all my batteries right now, is called a Belkin TuneTalk Stereo Connector. So when I connect it, there's this menu. One thing pops up, voice message, voice notes. So it's like what we used to have in the conference room, and in the middle there's the tape recorder running type thing. I think that's the voice memos, that's what they call. And then from there, just start recording and make sure this red light is on, and it's been broadcast, recorded. And I record my class this way every day and publish in 2 minutes after I'm back in my office. And this is, I didn't bring it, but my cool microphone. I love my iBook, but they didn't have audio in. So now I have USB microphone. It comes with this little cool stand, and it gives really nice. This is what was recommended by Academic Computing Department, and they have big old stand to use in conference and stuff. It used to be pretty expensive, like $150. I think I bought it like $80-something this Christmas. It wasn't for Christmas. It just happened. The timing happened to be that way.
Yeah.
So kinds of materials I create. I record my class all the time. Sometimes I do like a speech. Sometimes I do presentation in class. And I make comments, well, you said this, but the grammar was not right. No, I didn't say that. Or I wasn't supposed to say that. Verifying what I said. You said I can turn in this homework Tuesday. You have to go back and listen to it and prove it. And sometimes they have to classes, miss classes. And this is what iTunes U is big about. They have like want to recruit evening students to be lawyer. But they're so busy. So if they can't come to class, they can come to iTunes U and listen to lectures through internet and catch up classes that way. I think it's a little cheating, but nothing's better than being in class. And if you can't do that for some reason, this is an alternative, better than nothing. And some people are more audible than, so kanji is Chinese characters in Japanese, and when they write it, they want to hear how it sounds. Seems like it's an odd statement, but that seems to actually enhance memorization of kanji. You say it and listen to it at the same time. Same thing goes conjugation, vocabulary. You sort of have to pick up the rhythm of how te form sounds. And te has little tsu that has a little stop or not. It is kite or kite or kite. All these things, they want to listen to it. So I use that little cool blue microphone to provide all the audio files they want. So once I make those things, I have to distribute. And there are three places I do. And I have comments on each one. iTunes U, which I thought I could show with internet connection, but I'm not sure. Let's find out. Podshow Creator is a hosting service for podcasting, which I thought maybe I can get rid of after Mr. Prophet Tony's presentation, but I'm starting to think twice about that. It is a paid hosting service, and it will provide servers, so you and your tech people don't have to wake up in the middle of the night because server's down. I think I settled on this close to 2 years ago because you can upload audio file without using FTP application. What I mean by that is you can go to the website, you can search your hard drive, and you click browse, you can upload, and it's on their server instead of trying to manipulate this user ID and like just like when you make web pages, you can just do that from web interface. And Blackboard cost management system, are you familiar with that? So I upload the whole thing all there all the time. It's really not podcasting, but that's how I distribute. Perfect. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, just that blue microphone, mm-hmm. That's powerful enough for the whole class. Like, do you have that in the middle of the class that records the whole, like, is it? Or
it just might, because it is pretty good one. And when I look at the instructions, they say the directional thing. I'm not a, you know, maybe you and sound type people from the school, this doesn't have to be foreign languages at all. But it is, like I said, when I see academic computing people using workshop, they have big old stand like this, and stand in the middle, good evening everybody, like that. So I think it's pretty plausible. But even if I look at the instructions, maybe I don't understand it. So maybe you want to show the specs to somebody who knows better, but I think it just might. That's a very good point. Maybe I'll get one of those
yeah.
things in the next grant and
yeah.
put it in the middle of the class. Anything else? Okay, so I thought I had the internet connection and I thought I could show it. SMU finally came to an agreement with Apple and decided to go with SMU on iTunes U. What it is it's a college version of iTunes Store. So instead of having, okay, movie, comedy, action, Jackie Chan, I don't know. It goes down like that. Instead of that, they have colleges, humanities. Then you go to foreign languages, Japanese 24/1, like that. So you actually have, so when you go to this, you're more than welcome to access this. And this you do with web browser. And you click on public one, take me to SMU on iTunes U. This one will ask you the ID number and everything. Then it will boot up your iTunes. If you don't have iTunes, it will ask you to download and everything. It's free. This is the only part in my presentation you have to have iTunes. Other podcasting and everything, it doesn't have to be iTunes. So iTunes will start up and it will show like this. And this is the front, Dallas Hall, the Texas historic whatever. And then it goes down to all the different departments, business school, law school, people working on MBA so they can go to lecture when they miss classes or whatever. And then humanities and sciences, and there's my intermediate Japanese class. So when you go there, and this is the part that it's not too slick yet, but in the future, I hope I'll be able to download whatever the audio files myself. So far, I have to send the file to Academic Computing Guy, and he puts all the codes and show up here. It's rather cumbersome, and it's rather, you know, they have their own things to do too, and it doesn't show up too quickly, and I have things to say about that, but that's okay, it's coming. Then, have you seen this interface before from iTunes? If you haven't subscribed, you probably haven't. So what it is these are the episodes that's already published. And you can click on it and just listen to it. It doesn't download or anything. It doesn't let you commit. Let's listen to the first episode and if it's worth subscribing, if I like it. And if you like it, you can get it, meaning it's going to download it into your computer somewhere so that the more, I think it's going to show up in here, podcasts. So you will have one area that you can go into this particular podcast and all the episodes are going to be there. And if you like it enough, you can subscribe to it, then you never have to go back and check. The computer will automatically download to you when the new episodes added. So if the person who's making is doing every week, the computer checks and it's every day, and they get sick, they didn't produce 1 week, it doesn't download. So you don't never have to worry about it. Any questions about this subscription to a podcast? So this is what's gonna happen to my class. So as soon as I put homework for today, it will show up here, and students don't even have to look at the computer. It will just synchronize with iPod. Oh, here's today's homework. Let's listen to it. So, that hasn't happened yet. So my grand has to got me this Posture Creator. So this is, apparently looks like a commercial site because it is. It comes with so many gigabytes for how much for whatever. And I already have an account. I'll talk more in detail. And this is what it looks like. 1402 invitation. I'm going to add episodes in here this morning. And I also do independent study fourth year, and we meet hybrid, 1 day a week and online, and 1 day a week face to face. So when I have something audio things, I have her upload here so that it doesn't have to come to my email account. So, all right, so as I said, it's 8:10:15 in Texas, and the class is over, but they were doing speaking class today. 9:15, okay. So I'm doing the podcasting right now. Let's see. I hope they finish the activity. So, let me see. Invitation. How do we do this? Where is my file? Let's see. Invitation. So let me just remind myself what this activity was. You can walk as a pair or a group of three, not four or more. You and your partners will create a dialogue talking about your rooms. No, this is rooms, invitation is not. I am really sorry. My students gonna give me a hard time about this. Everybody needs to participate equally. You and your partners will find a common interest, try to find a good time to get together. You all decide to go eat at a restaurant. So we have been doing, oh, please give me one hamburger and one Coke at a restaurant. After that, you plan more activities. It could be studying for homework, playing sports, going to a concert. There's a concert in Dallas Hall today. Why don't we go together? You know, that's the kind of expressions we've been using. Going to movies or whatever you like. Line up a couple of more activities if you can come up with much as much detail as possible. At the end, one of you read a summary of what happened in Japanese. If I don't put in Japanese, they say in English. So this is the old technical things, and I will get back later, but I do usually have a sample. I do.
Tanaka desu. Oh, my name is Tanaka.
Oh, my name is, oh, Tanaka-san, how are you doing? And put names like that. And my recording is about 100 seconds, which is less than 2 minutes, and they have 50 minutes to create this. So I think it's fair. I have requirements. You have to say a name somewhere. I thought I'd know my students' voices. It sounds so different. Discussion of food, drink preferences. This is from last chapter. Invitation to an activity, negotiating schedule, deciding when to meet, where to meet, summary of the conversation at the end. And these are the grammars they have to use. I will decide on, please give me, why don't we, shall we, in order to, I go to supermarket in order to get Korean foods or whatever. Question word plus ka is something, somebody, somewhere, so did you eat something is almost the same structure as what did you eat, so they have to understand. De ga arimasu is event, there is will be different from there is. Something sitting on the table will be different from there is movie, like event. So that's the kind of thing they're doing. And I have all these technical instructions, and they have to do it by 9:50 Central Standard Time today. So that's what they're doing right now. And this you can download from my conference site that will be up in a couple of days, I promise, and you can take a close look at it. Do you have any comments up this far? Am I doing all right? Yes.
So do they just copy what you kind of shown them?
Well, I've done this 2-3 times, and I speak pretty fast to start with, and I meet all the requirements. I think, first of all, they have to understand my model. Second, they have to change it appropriately, which if they don't understand, they will change it wrong. And their conversation, although it's limited in scope, but it has a little room to be creative. So I think it doesn't sound too bad. It's not like I'm creating a script and they have to fill in the blank. So they will go to movie, they will go to concert. They have nothing to grab, at least from the writing, mm-hmm. I mean reading. So I think it's not too bad.
Yeah,
so I would like your opinion too. Yes?
So
students, the equipment that they have, they go to any computer that has Audacity loaded and they need a microphone? Is that all they need?
Right. In this particular case, I'm sort of taking their attendance too. So I'm not there, but I'm doing the class. So they all have to go to the phone language lab. But they have audio and they have Audacity. Any other? So this one, I don't have any, let's see, what is it saying? Operation timed out. Okay, let me try this again. I thought I had my, I thought it was too good to be true. Okay, let me, please bear with me. Internet connection means a lot to my life.
is there a conference code?
But I don't know, I'm authorized to give it to you.
Oh.
But I do have it.
Okay.
Oh, I do have it.
So, let's see. Invalid, okay. All right, whatever you say. Okay, so let me go back. So that was the invitation. And that's what I'm doing today, so I don't have any an example to show. And this is what I did in the first year when I had to go back to Japan with emergency trip. I did the same kind of thing. We're showing around the room. Showing around the room. Room. Yeah. So let me remind myself, this is the one to create a dialogue talking about your rooms and publish as a podcast. In the room, you and your partner will talk about the room and their rooms. You make a recording. Da, 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 da. You have to cover these points. Statement of name somewhere. Ask what kind of room it is. Describe what kind of room it is. Describe an item. Where they are. Answer yes or no question. Location. Ask location. Answer the location question using above, using there, here, over there. Describe the location of an item in relation to another item, and you have to use the adjective, na adjective, kono, sono, sono, kore, 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 yoko, mae, uchiro, whatever. So those are the grammar items, and check them and grade them. So let's see. Here, this one, I do have an example. So let me turn the volume all the way up. For those who don't understand Japanese, just pretend you do for about a minute. I thought this would work. It's not dangerous.
Ah, Lee-san, konnichiwa. Ah, Gary-san, konnichiwa. Kono heya wa watashi wa no heya desu. Ah, so desu ka. Gary-san no heya wa kirei na heya desu ne. Arigato. Lee-san no heya wa dono heya desu ka? Atarashii heya desu. So desu ka? Kono hondara wa tokai hondara desu ne. Lee-san no heya ni terebi ga arimasu ka?
はい、あります。
どこにありますか？
あそこにあります。タンスの上にテレビがあります。
そうですか？
So this is like October when I made a trip. So there, Japanese is pretty still pretty elementary, but they require all these requirements. And maybe you're right, I should probably check how close they are to my model.
Question. On Audacity, there is a feature that you can actually edit. The conversations sounded really smooth. I wonder if they are, actually in a great big pause, but they're stuck together.
Yeah, you probably noticed the pause, too.
Yeah.
So they stop and go, and that's why I'm assuming they're reading the script.
Right.
And you can easily edit. And some kids know how to do that kind of thing. So I assume they're editing.
So that's accepted by you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have any reasons to ask?
The smoothness, fluency is part of the conversation's criteria.
Okay.
And it's
right, and that's why I have this hang up about spontaneous slash
right.
prepared. Part of spontaneous conversation, you have to have pause and a little interruption and maybe even going back to English or whatever. But that doesn't show up in here. You have a good point. Anything else? Okay. So that was first year. And second year. Oh, weather forecast. Weather forecast. We do this weather forecast thing in second year. So I had them make weather forecast assignment. Radio weather forecast. Again, I had the model. So I say Dallas, it's 58 degrees and the weather's warm and all that kind of stuff. And it's a little odd, maybe it's not too authentic, but I had them pair up. So both partners, stadium and location, mentioned at least one season, possibility of rain or snow using, low possibility, they show the Kamoshirimasen. And they're doing the weather forecast, but they have to use this according to, and I heard that grammar. So they are supposed to be the weather forecaster, but I should be saying, oh, according to Schneider-sensei. It's a little stupid, but they have to use it. I heard type grammar is the same structure as looking at, so they have to use both in this. Temperature using degree and adjectives, temperature and directions for wind. Then the weekend forecast gets a little unsure, so the possibility expressions get lower in possibility. So they have to use all that different kind of thing. And this is their upload instruction. And let me see how am I doing time and being so little number of Japanese teachers, maybe I will just go ahead and skip. But it is fun. So when I upload, if you're a Japanese teacher, please listen to it. Then my favorite 3-minute cooking. When I was a kid, there's this TV show called 3-Minute Cooking, and they had this little show. So I asked them to recreate my favorite cooking show. And of course we do all the how-to type thing, and we study about ingredients and all that stuff. So cooking, 3-Minute Cooking. Please help recreate Schneider Sensei's favorite cooking show, Sanfunkan Cooking. You'll be in a cooking show with a partner. And this one is sort of like a particular to Japanese, but there are two or three people. And I had two models made. One, they are friends. So, Mihon friends. They talk in casual forms. This is second year, so they have to differentiate at least casual forms and polite forms. And or they had a choice of cooking master teaching and ordering assistant, bring your food. Then the assistant has to talk politely to the master. Master can talk politely down, or he can just say in casual forms. So they had the choice. I had two models made. And let's see. You need to introduce yourselves and establish the relationship. So he said, I am the cooking master. I am the assistant. And say the name of the dishes, explain the ingredients, explain the steps. These are the all things we study in class. And then they have to, during the course of the cooking show, you must request at the appropriate level. Negative request, please don't do that, don't do that. Would you please not do that? Express willingness for help, how to, and all these step thing. First, next, at last, and also another way to explain steps, tada. So that is kind of what it is. And let me see, I have 10 minutes. So I think this is it. I will also skip example for this because of the time, and please go come back to my conference page to listen to vegetable soup demonstration. And these are, I haven't really done like a statistics analysis or whatever, but I think students like them And I think up to a certain point in my gut feeling as a teacher, it is an effective thing to do. And I thought about, and these are the things maybe that are helping to make him like, helping them to, my gut feeling, retain materials better. Step-by-step instructions. This is for technical and pedagogical instruction in both ways. Especially when I'm not there, I have to be very careful and very clear about what the purpose is or what their mission is or what they have to include. And I think for that reason, sample recording is helping. At least they will get an idea, oh, it only has to be about 30 seconds. It only has to be like 2 minutes. And, you know, I want it to be done within 50-minute class. I don't want them to complain, well, this assignment is too difficult and I needed 2 more days. It just sets an expectation. And if it's written on the paper, that's an expectation too, but if it is an activity to create audio file, I think sets a better expectation. So checklist for requirements, functions, grammar, vocabulary, I'm sort of playing with that, how restrictive it is, what to include, or not include at all. Task complete within class time. So the audio file so far I've been doing with first year and second year, mm-hmm. anywhere between 1 to 3 minutes. I have them walk in pairs and groups. One student said, and I don't quite understand why, he didn't want to do it by himself, but preferred doing in pairs or groups. Good thing is, some of them are good with technology, so some of them have edit experience, some of them have, they put music and things, I don't know where they get from. So if there is technical trouble, if they're working pairs or groups, somebody may be able to help. So far that has been the case. And also, if languages levels are different, they can help each other. I'm just hoping, yesterday I was thinking, because I uploaded this podcasting instructions before I came, just in case I don't have internet connection here, I was thinking, oh, I shouldn't have uploaded the guidelines, because what's going to happen is very good students going to look at it the night before and write all the script, go to the lab first thing in the morning, and go with a weaker student, and weaker students read this thing. Yeah. So I had the thought, but well, and I looked at the statistics, and there are already 3 students read this thing, and if I take it out right now, it will look strange. Then I looked at yesterday night, and a very good student looked at it, but she's a good student, and she's not gonna just do things like that. So, you know, if I had a choice, maybe I didn't upload this so early. But those are the things that come to my mind. So, you know, helping each other is a good thing. How is another question, but I think it's nice to work in pairs and groups, also because I'm trying to sort of justify this is an interactional halfway through spontaneous conversation rather than reading the script. Oh, reading the script. I like your opinion about speech contest. Students' reactions, I didn't bring the actual questionnaire, but most of them say fun, enjoyable, do it again, educational. So they enjoy it, they think it's educational. So what I think about all this is I'm always looking for things to engage students. If they want to upload audio file from telephone, I will learn how to do it. They seem to retain materials better. I don't have statistics to prove it, but I have a gut feeling as a teacher. Students of knowledge of audio editing comes into play. Some are good, some are not. We sort of assume kids all know these things. Sometimes they don't. One student who is in game development department in engineering said, oh, I don't like this activity. So you never know. And there are occasional technical problems, network and whatever. They can't convert to MP3, although I say instructions. I don't know if it's their technical thing or they don't read English or they don't listen to me or I don't know.
especially when I'm not there. Prepared speech leads into proficiency in conversation and speaking. So I'm just going to throw this to you. I'm not going to come up with any kind of... I have this thing about speech contests. Japanese love speeches. So most of the speech contests in Texas, they recite poems. And the other part of speech, they get to write their speeches and they perform. The judges are Japanese, so they understand whatever they say. So what's going to happen is, even if students are writing speeches, they're going to write their, well, let's say if this is to be any educational, you're not going to just give the speech as a teacher. So they write it, you fix it. Well, this is good, but it still sounds like second-year Japanese student, so you can throw in all these sweet things, and they know halfway what they're saying. I'm not saying this is all happens, but it could be the case. And they memorize, and you as a teacher provide sample audio files, so their intonation and pronunciation are all good, and they deliver wonderful speech, and they get first prize. Is this leading into speaking enhancement? I would like your opinion. I won't ask you in public. So, students of knowledge editing coming in and occasional problems, there should be a separate passport. Oh, this is about podcaster show, the pay program. It's actually meant, podcasting seems like it's meant for one person talking to microphone and distributing to the whole world. So I would like separate passwords for students to upload. So far, there's only one password, and they can change my credit card information and, you know, look at my address. So that would be very nice, but so far that hasn't happened. And this is from last year's statistics. When I said this is going to be podcast, actually, half of second-year students subscribe, although it was only a one-shot deal. So if this is not a one-shot deal, and let's say we do one-minute speech in class these days, and one-minute speech takes up 1 minute plus this and that in class, so I don't get to do this very often, but let's say you have to deliver one-minute speech, upload to the podcast, let's say between these days and these days, then it is really worthwhile to subscribe. So things like that happen. They are used to subscribing, and maybe if I ask the same question to my students, how many of you subscribe? Maybe more hands will go up. And what was the hang up with this MU iTunes U is a copyright material. I can publish my, like a lab manual or dicta conversation or whatever publishers provide on my Blackboard, because I can justify that is password protected and only students taking that particular course can access, but I don't think I can upload in a podcast that shows up to all over the world. So what to do with that? I have to think about that. And also, iTunes U, they want professors to carry those iPod Codecaster and publish their lectures. For those people who do, the only thing they do is lecture, talk to people. I mean, we do activities, so they have to come to class and participate, and that's what their skills going. But for teachers who just talk, and the students listen and take notes and recreate that in the paper and send it and get A or B or whatever, for those people, giving lectures everything. So if they give lectures for free, they don't have to get paid anymore. So they worried about things like that, and I think it's a very valid thing. So that was what part of the hang up with the iTunes SMU. So that is just about what I think I have to say. For future, I would love to use iTunes U better because it's free and that's what it's for. But for now, students can, I mean, I cannot even upload. And I like students to upload. And all these things, they started negotiating last fall. No, the fall before.
and they finally came to agreement last fall, and I still can't upload. So a little frustration there. I would like them to peer evaluate. That's the whole point of all the audio files available to each other. More integration with other parts of the lesson, like 5-6 units to so that this is part of it more frequently, and experiment with how restrictive free the requirements are. And ideas from today's audience and this conference. There were a lot of things that I went to Tony Profe Web 2.0 application things and wild things that I like to incorporate video and using podcasting. You can call up this number and podcast shows up type thing. So comments, questions?
I was wondering about Blackboard. Have you ever used that to have them peer review, or is that possible, you know?
Of
the podcast. Put it on there and then have the discussion board as a peer review kind of.
Right. Technically, you can use discussion board, of course, to write. You can attach a file. Technically, that can be MP3. Then it's the question of how fast the network is going to be happens. And I think there's no limit in Blackboard class to accommodate files. So I think it's possible. I think that's a good one. I've thought about podcasting being podcasting, and it's not like blog that you can reply to the reply to the reply to the reply. So I've been thinking about using blog and just attach audio file to go, so at least you can see the sequence of how the conversation went. First person reply to this, and did the person reply to this, or did the person reply to this? The first comment. So that is another sort of a, being the nature of podcasting, basically radio, you know, the developer program doesn't think things like that. So I see definitely what you're saying.
In our school, we used Audacity to record speaking things. And then I tried GCast, which is
he showed me.
Cell phone. You can call in a number. It downloads what they said onto a web page on your account. You can go to that account, you can listen to it, and then if you want, you can post that on a podcast. So that was a lot easier, because then you don't have to do it in class, they do it at home, and it was kind of easy for us to do that with.
Yes, I am seriously considering, because they don't have to go to the lab. I mean, you would think students will have microphones hooked up in the computer. I guess they do when they play games and things, but in my experience, Macintosh comes with a built-in microphone, but Windows don't. And I usually have to sort of bug him, do you have microphone, is it working? And then they have to go through all this wonderful wizard to configure the microphone is being detected and this and that. And it's a little work than I thought. It was a little work than I thought. Any other comments? Then I thank you. Yes. My class is all conducted in Japanese from day one, and that's why this is good for first-year students. Having said that, I sometimes speak in Japanese and provide in English so that things are clear. And I think for this, I had to be super clear, not that my English is perfect, so that I gave all the instructions on the handouts in English. And maybe you notice that, strangely enough, although I teach first year through fourth year, I'm not doing this for the third and fourth year. So that's the part of spontaneous comes in. Third year shouldn't be doing this. They should be having conversation, right? That's sort of my feeling about it. Any questions? We have a minute. I thank you for coming early, and I hope you have a great conference, and I'll see you around. If you have any questions, please email to me. Thank you.